Sure thing, Jay. This is our third Monday ride of our six-month season. So third of 26, we're moving over to the West Side. We'll be hosted by West Side Community Services, a wonderful place on Vermont Street, Vermont and Fargo, and it's our third annual Piece of the City ride, in which, of course, Slow Roll is always free and inclusive, so everyone is welcome to come and ride. There are many riders who are pedaling for peace. They're accepting pledges in support of Piece of the City's mission, working with kids on the West Side, which they have been for 26 years.
Yeah, how can somebody, you know, like you said about the pledging for peace, how can somebody maybe help out with that if they're interested?
Yes, there are many links with info at slowrollbuffalo.org, many different profiles of Piece of the City. You can get to know what they're all about. And of course, registration for Slow Roll is free and just once annual at slowrollbuffalo.org, or you can register on site as well. Only takes about 30 seconds.
Oh, that sounds convenient for sure. All right, so this is number three for the Slow Rolls this year. What has attendance been like for the first couple of times?
We're off to a great start. We've had two beautiful nights the past two Mondays, and I think the long and bitter winter leads to great attendance for outdoor events as soon as the weather turns. So we've seen a spike in attendance so far, and we hope it will continue. We have over 100 volunteers committed to keeping everything running smoothly on every ride, so we're ready.
All right, so let's get into the ride itself. Again, just to remind everybody of how this progresses, there could be, like you said, hundreds of people out on bikes kind of going a nice slow pace throughout the West Side tonight. What should people, motorists, anticipate, and how should they maybe proceed as they see the Slow Roll moving through?
Sure. We always ride 10 miles round trip every Monday, and we put those major the neighborhoods and major streets are also available there on our website and through our Facebook group. So tonight our ride includes neighborhoods West, Elmwood Village, Forest, Grant, and Ferry, and major streets Connecticut, Richmond, Delaware, Forest, West Ferry, and Grant. Again, we have over 100 volunteers out in Orange. And so if any motorists, we do our best to get to every motorist as we get to intersections. So our volunteers are ready with detour options, and we always stop for emergency vehicles and buses. So if anybody has an emergency that's not in an emergency vehicle, certainly let someone know in Orange, and we can stop the ride and let you get through.
Slow Roll, of course, has been around for a while. At the same time, there's always a motorist or two maybe get caught off guard at a time when they're in a particular hurry. I don't know if you want to use the word, are there any humorous anecdotes to share, but any situations where, perhaps maybe the driver could have shown just a little more patience in approaching Slow Roll?
Well, sure. I think most people are understanding, but again, we do our best to understand where everyone else is coming from. That's all about communication. So again, our people are out in Orange communicating with motorists, pedestrians, and keeping everything safe and smooth. But of course, as you said, sometimes there's a great old line from Dan Rather that comes up all the time in these situations, and that's Americans will tolerate anything provided it does not block traffic. So we're out here to bring people together. We're doing it across the city, 10 miles at a time every Monday night, and we have thousands of people who are just using the bicycle as a vehicle to connect our community.
As Seamus, overall, like you said, the popularity of cycling in the city of Buffalo, how has it grown? Can you put it into perspective for us?
Yeah, research has shown that bicycle use is up immensely in Buffalo over the past 10, 15 years. And really, again, we just feel it's the best vehicle for bringing people together. It's the world's most popular vehicle. And really, it's an equalizer. And it's a figurative and literal tool for mobility. So we're out there. Other bike clubs have spawned in the past few years, and we're collaborating with as many people as possible. And again, it's just about a greater community. We have so many things that are tearing us apart over the past, in our entire history, and so many ways that people are divided.
And this is a way to come together. And so we need that in Buffalo. And we really feel like the bike is the best vehicle to do it.
So Slow Roll starts tonight at 6:30 at the Westside Community Services over on Vermont Street. It's a 10-mile round trip. And again, Seamus Gallivan, if somebody wanted some more information, where should they go?
Please do go to slowrollbuffalo.org. We have tons of information there. Lots of profiles on our partners and other people in the community that are getting involved through Slow Roll and through the bicycling community. And again, that registration takes only a few seconds online or on site, and Slow Roll is and always will be free and open to all.
Seamus Gallivan, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jay. See you on the ride.